Hey, and welcome back to the Mother-Daughter Relationship Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. In last week's episode, I talked about how hard it can be to start the process of repairing or reconnecting a broken mother-daughter relationship with an adult daughter, and how hard it can be for the mom to have to sit and listen to the things that her daughter says hurt her, or the things that happened in the relationship, the experiences that the daughter had that caused a relationship to break or just kind of compounded the relationship that ended up breaking. And how emotional and painful it can be to have to sit and listen to that. But that is part of the repair process. So if you missed that episode, go listen to that one. It's the one before this one. And today I want to continue on that path. So after you talk and you about the things that hurt, and you guys are talking together and both parties are actually feeling heard and real honest listening is happening, empathy is being expressed, like there's care here. Even though it hurts, care is being provided because it doesn't just hurt to hear the stories. It also hurts to have to retell the stories. And so this is painful for both parties. But after this step, and if you're looking to repair the relationship, you don't have to stay on this step forever. There's no amount of talking that's going to fix the relationship. You have to create something new. What you had before broke. So if you want something new, you're going to have to get through this step. That way you can go and create something new. And so that's what I'm going to talk about in this episode. What is the step after you talk about the painful things? You apologize. There's some accountability had and people like daughters and moms, both parties feel heard and supported and empathy and love are thrown into the room. What do you do next? What happens after that? Because that's not actually fully repairing the relationship. You can't just say, this hurt me. Oh, I'm so sorry that I did that. Or I'm so sorry that happened to you. Or I'm so sorry that was your experience. And it can't stop there. That's not going to repair the relationship. So stick around. That's what we're going to talk about today. What is the next step after that? Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show, the podcast for mothers and daughters who want to build stronger bonds, deepen their understanding, and transform their relationships. I'm your host, Brittany Scott, licensed therapist and mother-daughter relationship coach. After years of working with hundreds of daughters and mothers, I've developed strategies that help break generational patterns, heal wounds, and create the loving relationships you've always wanted. Each week, I'll be sharing insights from real clients, expert interviews, and practical tools you can use immediately to improve your mother-daughter dynamic. Whether you're struggling with communication breakdowns, navigating major life transitions, or simply want to take your already good relationship to the next level, the show is for you. And yes, the transformation I guide my clients through can be yours too. I'll share more about how you can work with me. It's time to experience the relationship you both deserve. Are you ready? Let's dive in. The next step that is needed to repair the relationship is to create some level of vulnerability between the two of you. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to talk about the women that came before you. Talk about who they were, what they liked, how were they emotionally like, how did they express and show emotion? Like if great grandma was angry, how did you know it without her saying, I'm angry? What did it look like? What did it sound like? Who were her friends? What did she do for work? Did she get an education? How many children did she have? Was she married? Was the marriage good? Like talk about the women that came before you. Talk about what made them them. Talk about the hardship. And also, get very honest about the relationships they had with other women around them. Talk about great-grandma's relationship with grandma. How was she with her own daughter? How did your grandma experience her mom? How did she talk about her mom? What were they like as friends? What were they like as church members if they were religious? What were they like as community members? Were they giving? Were they selfish? Did they talk about women in a negative way and gossip about them when they left? Like who were these women? What was passed down from them? And what was taught and like what was learned? Even if it was unconscious, even if they weren't specifically teaching this, but daughters watching them basically picked up on the same kind of behaviors or attitudes about other people, especially about other women. So talk about them, create some vulnerability between the two of you and get to know the women that came before you because they shaped the relationship that you have today. They helped it. When a mom and daughter relationship breaks, the problems didn't start with them. That would be very rare for things to have been so good and then we just entered to this relationship and for some reason this one broke. That would be very surprising and very shocking because motherhood doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens in community and inside of families and inside of society. It happens in church. Like, mothering happens everywhere and influence comes from everywhere. And so I'd be very surprised if I ever met somebody, which I haven't, where we look at family lines and we look at lineages and we look at the women that came before them and nothing had been passed down that caused this relationship to break. That would mean someone's not being honest or we're completely missing something, missing a piece of the puzzle. Because sometimes we have a daughter that wasn't raised by her mom. And so we have to look at who the daughter was raised by and look at the influence that women have had on the women in your family and the women that have done the raising inside of your family. Talk about it. And then talk about each other. Get honest. If you're the mom, be honest and say, you know, I did exactly what my mom did, even though I know that it hurt me, but I didn't know what else to do. Be honest that you didn't break the cycle, that you created the same kind of cycle that caused pain, but now you have a daughter that was willing to face it where you probably just accepted the status quo and then you just repeated it because that's what was. And maybe that's what a lot of women around you experience inside of mothering and parenting or just in their childhood. And so maybe it was normal. And now we have a generation that's saying, no, no, that's not normal. And there's pushback. And so relationships are breaking and they're not looking the same anymore because more daughters are demanding accountability and apologies for what didn't work, for what went wrong and what was painful for them. So create some vulnerability. You guys have to see the humanity inside of each other. You have to have some empathy and you have to be able to see each other. A daughter needs to see that, yes, did her mom try her best? Maybe, probably yes, sometimes probably no, but she did what she did, why? And we don't ask why to make excuses, we ask why to understand what took place. Just because we know why it happened doesn't mean that the daughter has to say, okay, well, I understand why you hurt me, so now I can just get over it. That will never happen because that doesn't fix the pain. But it helps to create cycle breaking. If you don't understand the women that came before you and you don't understand what's been passed down, you're not going to break any cycles. You have to know what they are. And we can't all be breaking the exact same cycles. Like, yes, there are these big overarching ones like spanking children or letting children have a voice. And, you know, children are to be seen and not heard. Removing that statement and that phrase, children are to be heard because they have a voice and an opinion and they're human and they should be listened to as well. And their opinion should count for something inside of their family, right? So we're all breaking these big ones, but what's specific to you and your family? What dynamics happened in the lineage for you that needs to be changed? What was passed down from the women that influenced your mother that needs to be broken? What are you changing for your daughter or your granddaughter? That way she doesn't have to experience this and that way broken relationships stop with you guys. You have to look at your family. And so doing that exercise creates vulnerability because you get to see humanity in people. You get to talk about the good, but also the bad. Talk about, like I said, who were they? What made them laugh? Who was their best friend? What did they love doing? Did they love cooking? Talk about the recipes that they made over and over and over again. But you also have to talk about the things that made the relationships hard. What were part of their personalities that just really did not work for other people? Maybe it was their anger and how they screamed when they got mad and they maybe gave the silent treatment and other people just had to experience that. Like, what happened? Be honest. Be vulnerable and be real with each other. Have these conversations and talk about these people. because together you guys get to break the cycles. You guys get to change patterns inside of this family dynamic for generations to come. And it has to start with somebody willing to face it. And the person that's willing to face it is actually willing to talk about it. Family secrets keep pain alive. When we stop with the secrets, pain can start to dissipate. In these first two steps, so the one in the previous episode, and then today in understanding the women that came before you and just adding in some vulnerability between the two of you, what I usually find between a mom and a daughter who's trying to repair their relationship is that they're stuck in a cycle of trying to figure out who's telling the truth, who's telling the story correctly, who's remembering what correctly, and who's being honest or who's lying. Those are the words that are thrown out a lot. And it keeps a mom and daughter stuck in a cycle of never actually seeing each other. Because instead of listening for the emotion that the other person felt in the experience or trying to have empathy for what emotions or what the other person just went through, they're stuck in, no, that's not correct. Or no, you're lying. Or no, I don't remember it this way. Or no, that's not how it happened. And no one feels seen or heard when that's the language that continues to be thrown out or thrown at the other person. No one feels supported. There's no love in the room. It's more frustration and anger or opinions. And the pain continues to sit in between the two of you. And it continues to be a barrier to actually connecting back to one another or to rebuild trust between the other person, because you're constantly being told that you're lying, being told that you don't remember right, or that, no, that's not how it happened. And you can't lower your defenses. You can't bring down those walls that you have up to protect yourself if that's what you continue to hear back. And in that room, there is no vulnerability. There is no safety. And so when I'm working with the mom and daughter specifically, and we get to this stage, if this is happening, I stop the idea of seeking the truth, of getting to the point where the story is being told the same or being told correctly and like everybody can breathe. I have found that actually never or very rarely happens. And it's because a parent-child relationship always has a hierarchy. One person is mothering, one person is being mothered. One person is a parent, one person is a child. Whether we're talking about adult or adult child or not, there's still a hierarchy inside of a parent-child relationship that's going to always be present. And so when we're recounting stories and retelling experiences, the way a child experiences being parented is not the way a parent experiences parenting. Does that make sense? The way a child experiences parenting is not the way a parent experiences parenting. It's two different experiences. They're on two completely different sides. One person is in charge. One person has to follow the rules. One person maybe has, not maybe, one person has control, but maybe has too much control. And the other person is being controlled. One person is the leader. One person is the follower. Like, think about a parent-child relationship. You're fighting to tell the stories the same when they were never experienced the same. And so you're wasting your time, you're wasting your breath, and you're keeping pain stuck between the two of you. If you're a mom listening to this and your daughter is telling you something hurt her, or she's telling you how a story happened for her, listen for how she's feeling. Listen for what that experience was like for her. Whether you believe that her story is all the way true, or whether you believe that it happened that way, or even if it's like, that's not how I meant for that to happen. This is what I was trying to do. Whether your intentions were good or not, listen for how she's feeling. Listen for the vulnerability she's bringing to tell you something hurt her. Listen for what that experience did to and for her versus if she's telling the truth about how that experience took place. Especially if she was a child and you know that some parts of her story are not correct. Okay, maybe she is remembering wrong. But maybe she's remembering through pain and she's remembering through trauma and she's remembering through a broken heart. And she's remembering through the stress of testing at school, or she's remembering through her and her best friend having the biggest fight they ever had. Like, maybe she's remembering this experience through a lot of other emotions. And so, sure, maybe it's clouded, maybe it's wrong. But she was a child. And if you want your daughter back, the best thing you can do is hear the experience in that. I am so sorry that that's how that landed for you. I'm so sorry that I hurt you. I'm so sorry that was a painful experience for you. There's so many ways to apologize that believes her, that sees her as a whole person who was hurt, that is listening for her experience. And you never have to tell her she was wrong or right or lying or not lying or what. If it's really not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things and who's telling the story correctly and who's not, if it really doesn't matter, then listen for how it feels for her. Create vulnerability between the two of you. Create empathy. Let empathy live between the two of you and see your heart and humanity. And that is how you create love. And that's how you build trust back. And that is how you reconnect a relationship. You're never going to do it if you're waiting on somebody to stop lying or start telling the truth. Just believe that that's how she felt in that. The way a child remembers a story and the way an adult remembers a story are probably never going to match. Even if you're talking to an adult right now, if you're talking about their childhood, the stories are probably never going to match. Even if part of what you're talking about is from like college days, maybe, and so your daughter was technically an adult and not still a child, again, doesn't matter. Hierarchy still happens. There's still a hierarchy inside of a parent-child relationship. And so listen for the emotions versus listening to telling the story, right? Okay, I hear you and I hear, you know, your experience in that. Can you tell me how you felt, or this is how I'm assuming you felt inside of this? Did I get that correctly? Talk about the emotions. Don't talk about the story. Okay, so as I wrap up today's episode, I'm going to recap a little bit for you. In the previous episode, I talked about sitting down and talking about the things that actually hurt and broke the relationship. Okay, pull out the big stories. You don't need all the small nitty gritty details and the small stories along the way. What are the big ones? What was the final straw story? If the relationship has been estranged, what was that experience with that story? Talk about the big things. What broke the relationship? What are the dynamics between the two of you that are painful? Like communication styles, like, mom, you call me every day and it's too much for me, or things like that. What are the dynamics that make the relationship not work or make the relationship frustrating? Sit down and talk about those. And then you're going to create some vulnerability between the two of you. You are going to talk about the women that came before you. You're going to talk about who they were and what they liked and all of those things. What made them them? But you're also going to get really honest about what negative things they passed down. How did they treat their own daughter? How did great-grandma treat grandma? How did grandma experience her own mother? Talk about the real things. Be honest. Stop hiding secrets. Stop trying to gloss over. And it's like, you know, she was just such a great person, and she probably was, but she hurt her daughter. Be honest about that. Secrets keep pain alive. Break down the secrets. Stop protecting other people and be honest with each other. It's just the two of you. Be honest. You can talk about grandma being this amazing person, especially amazing community member, an amazing person at church, and how she helped all of these people, but also that she didn't have much time for her daughter. Be honest. Stop the secrets and just tell the stories. Okay? The more you keep secrets and try to protect other people, the more these things stay alive. And after that, you are going to make sure that you don't get stuck in the cycle of truth seeking and calling out liars and people who aren't remembering correctly and making sure the stories are told in the way that you remember it and has to be told in this exact way. Just remove that from the room. Take that from between the two of you. You don't have to use that language, and it doesn't have to be the cycle that you get stuck in. Listen for the emotion. Listen for how both of you felt in that. Listen for how something you, if you're the mom here, something you did as a parent, how it landed for your daughter, the child. Talk about it. Talk about the emotion. The more you talk about the emotions, the more you create vulnerability, the more that you're going to create trust, the more you're going to create safety. If her emotions are safe with you, she's safe with you. That's usually why a mother-daughter relationship breaks, because she can't be emotionally vulnerable, because there's no space for that. Because you don't hear her emotions, because you don't accept them, because you don't support them, because you won't hug her through it if she wants hugs. Some daughters don't want that. But because you don't hold her through it, whatever that looks like, you have to get through that. And you have to create emotional safety between the two of you. And that's part of what talking about the woman before you does. Because through that, like, you can laugh. You can maybe cry. You can break down the walls between the two of you when it's like, you know, mom, you never told me that story about your mom. You told me like all the best parts of her, but you never told me how grandma hurt you. You never shared that with me. Or you kept telling me that, you know, mom was your mom was so great or grandma was so great. But I watched you guys argue all the time. But then when you talked to her, everything was just so great and you were never honest. Like, be honest with each other. Talk about the things no one else wants to talk about. And that way you can create a different dynamic for the generations that come after the two of you. Okay? Talk about the pain. Talk about what broke the relationship. Create vulnerability by talking about the women that came before you and being honest about all parts of them, the good and the bad. Don't leave out the good and just talk about the bad, but don't just hide the bad either. Both of them, all of them, talk about the woman as a whole. Who she was as a woman, who she was as a mother, who she was as a wife, who she was as a friend. You get my point. The whole person. And then break the cycle of truth seeking. It really does not matter. There's only a small handful of stories where I let mom and daughter go back and forth if they're working with me because the actual truth kind of does matter, or believing that truth does matter. And that's usually something, not usually, there's been times where we're talking about some kind of assault, whether it's sexual assault or physical assault or something that the daughter wants to talk about. And that's not one where I let the mom just say, well, I don't believe her, but no, we're going to fully believe her. So let's get there. And so we work through that. So there are some stories where the truth absolutely matters, but there are many stories where it doesn't. Like, this is how your daughter says she experienced it. This is how you say you experienced it as a parent. Great. Both of y'all are right. How did you feel? Let's just move on to the emotions, because that is what's going to create trust. Okay. I believe in you. You can do this. You can start to repair your relationships. And if you need any support in doing that, I am here. Reconnection Rescue is available for you to join if you have tried this and can't do it on your own, or you feel that some things are just too big and you won't be able to have successful conversations on your own. Reconnection Rescue is my favorite program that I have. I love watching moms and daughters get each other back. I want moms and daughters together. I want less estranged relationships, which is why I created this podcast and why I do the work that I do. So if you have been interested in it, or you've been sitting on the fence trying to see if it's right for you, let's chat. A consultation with me is completely free with no obligation. I don't do any kind of pressure. I'm going to try to convince you. I'm going to help you say yes or no. And there's many people who say no. And there's many people who say yes. So everyone I talk to does not end up working with me, and that's okay. But the consultation is free if you're thinking about it, if you have questions, or if you're sitting on the fence. But that is all I have for you today, and I will catch you next week. That's all for today's episode of the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show. Thanks so much for spending this time with me. I hope you picked up some valuable insights that you can start using right away in your own relationship to create deeper connection and understanding. If something from today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with the mother or daughter in your life who needs to hear this message. And while you're at it, please consider leaving a rating and review so we can reach more families and transform the way mothers and daughters relate to each other. For those ready to take the next step, you can visit my website to learn more about my private coaching programs and my program designed specifically for mother-daughter pairs. Whether you're dealing with communication challenges, life transitions, or just want to strengthen an already good relationship, I'm here to help. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.